This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Police fired tear gas and protesters broke windows at a shopping mall Sunday in anti-government demonstrations across Hong Kong. Hong Kong is in the sixth month of protests that began in June over a proposed extradition law and have expanded to include demands for greater democracy and other grievances. Democrats and Republicans are already fighting over witnesses for the public impeachment hearings later this week. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
GOP members of the committees conducting the hearings have released a list of at least eight people they want to hear from, among them former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter and the anonymous whistleblower. But Republicans need the committee's approval to summon their witnesses, and Democrats are in the majority. Chairman Adam Schiff offered a quick response, saying he won't let the hearings serve as a vehicle to conduct sham investigations into the Bidens or the 2016 election. Nor will he let the hearings aid what he calls Trump's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran began pouring concrete for a second nuclear reactor at its Bashir power plant Sunday. The plant is fueled by uranium produced in Russia, not Iran, and is monitored by the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency. Tehran has said its nuclear activity is for peaceful purposes, namely providing energy to the country. Iran's leader says a massive new oil field has been uncovered in the southwestern region of the country. President Hassan Rouhani says the field has 53 billion barrels of crude oil and could boost the country's oil reserves by a third. Bolivian President Evo Morales called for new elections today following nationwide protests over a disputed vote that he claimed he had won. Morales made the announcement after a preliminary report by the Organization of American States found irregularities in the October 20th presidential election. This is VOA News.